building here, I think, Kasher Tamar Elosh and Selim, or what were we holding here?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay. The Kasher Tamar Elosh and Selim, Timtze Shekahu. So if you want to talk about Selim, it's going to be identical to the musig of something which is total mitzias. In other words, he'd been describing until now different, whether it's the kara, or the fact that it's not mitzias. Moon of it. In other words, these inyanim are, they describe something which gives you a sense of a different thing. In other words, where's the hecker that, in other words, when I call something a tmun or a tavnis, means that I see in him this particular nekuda. So he says, Ulafikum Rasom Bala Panim Bifrat. Vizem it make haponim by Nika Venimsis Adovishlaponim. So in the place, let's explain it a little bit. When I have an object and I want to identify it, so there are many ways I can identify an object that this is the object I'm talking about. But when I draw a picture of something, I take a snapshot. Let's take the person. So let's say I want to help a computer identify Reuven. So Reuven is kafa kach tall. Reuven weighs so much. Reuven's skin is a certain color. If you touch his skin, it has a certain feel to it. He has a certain smell. There are 1,001 pratim that are mashlim who Reuven is. That's not a tumun of Reuven, that is Reuven. And Bemela, that's the goof, that's Reuven himself. When I have a picture of Reuven, so in what way is it Reuven? The picture weighs 2 ounces. The picture is a few inches. The picture smells like a picture, doesn't smell like Reuven. It's, and so on. But there is a certain nekuda of tzura that is in the picture that I say, oh, this is Reuven. And conversely, Reuven himself has certain features that if you put those features in, I say, oh, Reuven. Just like a good caricature drawer will draw perfect 2 lines, 3 lines, and say, oh, this is present so-and-so, this is so-and-so. So, lefikach milatzon bol apanim bifrat, v'zem tneka panim by nikar imtza davetshesh apanim. It's in the panim that you have the hecker for things that have a panim. Harei lecha, ki milatz atzolom mishamash al akoros metziyas adeva. Unkach yo'ama, ki adam nivra betzom lakim. Since Tzuras Adam has a certain hecker, in other words, there's some inyan about Reuven that are makarum, that's why he's called, that's his tzal. The Kahu tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hecker is in his Havdalah, in the fact that he's recognized as being the unique, the different, the other. V'meila, this is the same hecker that I have in Adam. So he says, V'kachu Adam etachtoinim nidlo mekol tachtoinim. So the same signon of hakara, when you meet an adam, you say, there's something here unique. There's some tsura here that's different. That tsura, that's that's nekuda of what Adam is, just like Kaviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu is identified as being the Nivna. It's the same, the same meaning when you see a tzaddik, and you say, you know, I don't know much about him, but I can see that he's different than other people. There's something unique about him. That the quality of uniqueness is the quality of Likus, and that Adam carries in his Metzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hashem Tzivoko Shu Ois B'Tzov Shaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique in his whole array of Mesharsim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands out. Kein Adam is Nivel Tachtayden. Vehine ha Adam B'Tzov Kena Karosu HaKarosu Likim. So the Adam has a similar sense of Heker in the Bria that is different than the others. The people who asked the Shaila about Tzel Malakim, they had the problem that how could you say the word Tzel on a Kaddish Baruch Hu if it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Tmuna, and so on. So he says, they thought, because Hashem Bo Alak Shamas, Kav Shaksim, Ein Hashem, Ozne Hashem, Bo Hashem Alak Shamas. Or if you're going to say, Hashem, Tzel Hashem, Hashem is Baruch, Vinitkul Lefarish Hashem, Hashem, Mush Olim. So the standard Teretz is, that you borrow these terms just to give ourselves, just to use it as a metaphor. Vani oimer v'kachu ki hashemois leibo al adomet harak shemois glau v'shem einayim bo alariyah bolvad v'ozne Hashem al hashmiya v'yad bo inyan yad mashuhu yado v'begeshem v'begeshem leibo hashemois ha'ilu mitzad hak shemois. So he says, The name Lashon Kodesh is a name has things pegged as they are accurately. So it's not the pshat we have a hand and we want to say something about Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll give you. Let's take a mashal for it. A child is taught that this is a freezer. So he learns that this box, this white box, is called a freezer. Then he's, as he's reading and he learns to read and learns more words, he says that, you know, the weather froze the water. So he says, oh, I understand pshat. They took a freezer, and anything that acts like a freezer, they said, they use the word, it freezes. It's the other way around. The pa'ula of freezing is something which is first. There was a musig of things freezing. When they came up with a white box that keeps things frozen, somebody said, well, it's a freezer. That's what it is. The pa'ula's ayin is, it started that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah called ayin, which means the perception of Tachtoinim. When he created Adam in that Tzelem, that Adam should have similar koiches. The item on the person's body became mushal from a hanhaga called Re'iyah or Shmia, and became Ayin and Oizen and so on. V'azma yad mashu yi adam v'begesh ha'ine v'geshem lo'ibo ha'shem z'olam tarak shamas. The name Lemaisa is all, you know, he says better than that. When we isolated the ear or the eye or the nose and gave it a separate name, you know, we don't have a separate name for every centimeter of skin on every connection on the face, you know, it's a face. But the place where we hear from is called an oizen. The place where we see from is called an ayin, and so on. So, male, these names are bechal not. They don't start at the physical; they start at the peula. Ve'ingash as chol Hashem is kashem ba ladava mufshet nagashmi meshtum in Hashem hamayal mahus. The names are always coming. When you're talking about a mahus, you're talking about something that's not gashmius. Let's take this. This is an idea. It's sort of a Platonic ideal. Let's take an example. I take a proper noun, and I take a person, he's Reuven, and I say, this is Reuven. So Reuven tells to the person, and this is what Reuven is. If I say something is a circle, so what I'm saying is, if there is a concept called a circle, and that this is an example of that. If I say something is hot, cold, warm, if I say something is a cow, what I'm saying is there's some sort of higher hagdara of what a cow is. A cow is a collection of genes in a certain way, and any one particular example is a cow. But the hagdara first and foremost is on something that's called a mufshat. The only name that can actually refer to something gashmi is the type of a proper noun, where, you know, this is Yankel, this is Baruch, this is the street or that street. But as soon as I identify something, which is part of a class of things, it's inevitably going to be a group of things. U'ma'achas Hashem bo'lam ahus ein kan dover gashmi. U'ma'atam ha'shenem atzelem u'tumus v'tavis gam kein. Kol ha'shenes misham shal karosei. Ki ze inyin atmus v'tavis. ויאמר כי הקרוסה של עוד המשנים אשר נמצאים, שבזה יוקב משנים לו מזולוסוי, מכה של הסברך. So the hakara of Adam, what stands Adam apart, is a gather of a hakara דוימה תקריש ברוך הוא. והיינו, כי אדם נידו מנתפל למעלו לשבח, כמוי שיסברך ניקה ונמצא בו יוינים, שנידו מכל לשבח ולעילוי. In other words, הקריש ברוך הוא is to the world the that which is beyond the world, which is above the world, beyond the world, so is Adam to the world. So the distinction of Adam and Kaviyochel, distinction of Kadosh Baruch Hu, are both the same in that they are alien to the world. They're above the world, they're beyond the world, and so on. So even though in some way, you know, then Adam Klapa Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't make a difference. Klapa the world, they both have that same nekuda, same heart. The Heidek Adnim Tachtein Ma'ala Sheva K'mosh Yisbar Nikon Yisrael Yenim Shunivu Kol Shavili. I want to talk about one or two nekudas. What sets Adam aside in this inyan of Nivdal are two inyanim. And there are two inyanim in which you can draw the same kaviyachol dimyan of nivdal. The first one is in the musig of bechira. In other words, the world around is a very, very, its whole metzias is deterministic. Everything follows something else, and everything goes somewhere else. Everything is moving in a certain way, and everything else follows very clear laws of activities. And there is also such thing as free choice in the world. If a wind pushes you one way, you go that way. If wind pushes you other, you go the other way. Everything is sort of fixed with certain laws. Adam has bechira. That independence, his kilu above the laws of nature, in a certain way, is the nivdolus that shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another inyan. In the inyan of yodea tov v'ra, a bal chai, more chai, everything in this world can translate into a common language. I don't know how a mouse feels about a wall, or a spider feels about the wall, but it's the same mohus. The wall has X amount of strength. Y amount of strength can't push through against it, and there's a pushback. And that's a sensation that goes across the board. The wind that tries to topple the wall, the same thing. It's measuring strength. Colors have a wavelength. Many things in the Bria, everything in the Bria itself can be, and that's why a computer can be built for most things and to quantify them. It can do many pools as long as it's translatable, as long as it's a language of this world. A computer can be made to translate it. So much as a person lying or not, the computer can translate the reaction, the nervousness, and so on and so forth. The idea of right and wrong, Tov and Ra, has no interpretation to language this world. Chaza, even stealing, doesn't have the right and wrong of stealing. Don't have anything. They don't interpret as good or bad. There's no such thing as that. Good or bad in this world means strong, weak, soft, harsh. It can mean different things, but right and wrong morally has no shaykhis. Anyone who has the ability to sense right and wrong, that sense comes from someplace other than this world. It's not associated with anything physical in this world. And therefore, our Kadosh Baruch Hu has that metzias. And that's why Chazal will metak that bracha. The Shem itself comes on, the nouns speak about the concept Shaboy. So the old pshat that we're saying are basically making one point, that Adam himself in the Bria Lamashal, the Kremes Kufa, is an example of independence, which means Bechira in a certain sense. The Ha'ara of the person is the Chachma of Yideh Taivara and so on. Lemaisa, so at the end of the day, and this is something which, in a certain sense, he says it's coming from the Sheirish Emes. It is this concept was very big chelik of the hischalkus between philosophy and Kabbalah. I mean, both philosophy and Kabbalah are certain types of philosophy. If we need this to subsume Kabbalah, would be a philosophy. But it's Shamayim V'aretz in how they approach the world. The Kabbalah, Chachmas HaPnim, starts with the Pnim as the Iker. First there were Musagim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and those Musagim were then personified, they were made into physical objects as expression of it. So these objects, everything in this world is the most megushim dika representation or stage, most megushim stage of some concept. The philosophers started with this physical world as being the first metzias. This, the world that look around you, that you sense and that you feel and you see, is the metzias Rishayna. Then there are ideals. We can build sort of a tower, a migdal from here, and we can build up to Shemayim. So if a person starts with ideas here and develops them and refines them, and builds on them and extrapolates, he goes higher and higher and higher, and he comes to more deeper understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it would not allow us to make a statement like Tzelem Elokim would be wrong if we were starting from the bottom up. We can't use any images to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really. Masha Engin, if you start from the Pnim outward, it's a very different type of picture. pshat was starting with the Pnim, and the Pnim, all these concepts are really Pnimistic concepts. They manifest themselves in different ways, but I could say that the Shoresh is one Shoresh.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
It would seem, if so, that it would be incorrect or out of place for the Rishonim to use a lot of the philosophical concepts which we find many Rishonim did, if they're kind of really starting and going in two different directions, and nevertheless it was very, very makubal.
What are you referring to?
No, I'm saying, you know, the Rambam and the Akedah and the Ramah, you know, they quote extensively from the philosophers.
No, they don't. The problem doesn't lie in the text, in the musagim, as much as the direction. Let me give you a mushroom in a different area, and understand what I mean. You can read a book that uses evolutionary biology to describe many phenomena, and you would be very comfortable with it. It says, Le Marshall, that the penguin's body developed so that it has fat that covers it, and it stands right up because it can eat the fish better, and so on and so forth. And you can feel very comfortable with the explanations, except you would say, no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that way because it's more convenient, and so on. So here also, the bulk of philosophy, which describes different inyanim, by many of the Kadmainim, it was very acceptable. The issue was, which way am I going? Am I discovering a truth that's inside, or am I developing a truth that's outside? What's the Pnim and what's the Chutz? Is the Pshat, is the world starts with what we see, and you can build on it and develop, just like a person writes plays and poetry. He's using physical realities and building outwards. Or is the Pshat, he's discovering what's in it, and that's them, all of these realities are just Shoshim, where it came from. Let's give an example. The person has a computer and a monitor. So a child sees the monitor, and he sees the pictures of that, and a curious child will say, how does a computer draw these pictures? Or the flip side is, you recognize the computer does computing, and the monitor captures it on a monitor. So both are recognizing the relationship between the computer and the monitor, but one sees the monitor as where it starts with, and everything else is just kind of, it's like a man sitting and drawing, and one sees that it's the computer, and a monitor is a way, almost if I want to show you a picture of the hard disk, and show you a pie, and it's half full and half empty, and it has a piece here and a piece there, and all those. So that's a very different direction. So the real issue here is the issue of from where are we going to where? Right? So the Rambam himself said about Aristotle, accept everything he says about the you know, up to the Galgala and Levana and so on. In many ways, you know, that was a comfortable idea for many of the others also. The idea was, they describe the Metzias well and the interaction. I mean, that Kedah uses constantly, you know, by him, Aristotle's understanding of people is the ultimate understanding of people. But he thinks it with him when he gets to Nekudas Negeta Shoresh. Like you said, Aristotle had it wrong, he had it rightly, she thought so, because if Adam starts with his Metzias here, then the person who's more naturally more perfect is more of a perfect person. But he didn't understand that Metzias starts somewhere else, and the person who accomplishes more is better off, even though he hasn't gotten to such an absolute standard. That's an example. So there's no real machlokas on the Metzias. There's no real machlokas on the parallel between Hashem and a person. The question is, well, what does the statement mean? Which direction are we going with it? Very, very different. The kivun is the issue.
I understand.
So that's why he says he takes issue with those. So he gave three different inyanim where Tzelem Elokim is shaykh to this and so on. Okay, I have to hold it here. I am going to
Mazel tov. Mazel tov.